I gotta be quick today. We had a Loom meeting, we had Kremlin meeting, and Brisk is poking me with a stick because the meta show is going to be a big one today in terms of all the CCP-related resource redistribution drama or whatever. Oh, my apologies, my dudes and dudettes. Sup, Incosis. All right, so first things first is we're getting started here. Actually, no, the numbers are still rocketing up. I'm going to... Don't like repeating myself too much. Who am I kidding? I love the sound of my own voice. For somebody who doesn't like repeating himself, I sure do repeat myself all the goddamn time. All right. Okay, so I have linked a... we're going to start out the fireside with some shout-outs. The Bastion and some of our Russian allies and Fair Victrix have been running amok all through Esoteria and Test's backfield recently. And just within the last hour or so, just took a TCU in Esoteria for the Bastion. And this caused all of Pro-God and them to like jump clone back and herf all these blurfs to protect their core territory. We did have a fleet assisting. The initial refs were done, I believe, by Bastion and Farah. We have let's talk about vulnerability windows. So we've got a bunch of stuff to go over today, but the big points are mainly vulnerability windows, which I think you guys are all aware of, but just in case, and the 49 battle. But to begin with, shout outs for this. Test has moved their SOV to, there's actually a bunch of your, like, I've been getting questions from Euros, like if you're bored and you're looking for things to do. It's not just Test, there's a bunch of Euro time zone vulnerability all around us. So if you want to be heroes and you are not seeing fleets, there are fleets going out. We are obviously doing things, but if you're like, I mean, look, for the last like 3 months or so, when we had our vulnerability set for Euro time zone, you guys basically held the entire fucking coalition together, right? You held the line for months and months and months. Every single day, I watched our Euros learn to get in, log on, learn how to do QRFs, to respond to things. And after several months of this, you guys have basically turned into like elite shock troopers in terms of like doing the software thing, responding to things, and dealing with constant reactive pressure. And it can be a little weird to then be like, okay, guys, we're going to give you guys a break. We're going to shift our vulnerabilities to like midnight Eve and have some fun relaxing and like playing Path of Exile, have some fun relaxing and playing Among Us. And like, I know people took a few days off there, but you know, if you spend all day every day like killing bad guys or fighting against bad guys, it's gonna be a little weird to go like, wait a second, why are we not responding to hacks? Is there really nothing to do? Whatever. So if you have your blood up, if you want to hunt, a couple different options here. We have not done it. Main thing is, if I could get the bounty thread linked, please. We have headhunting is going to be kind of a big deal. We have bounties for blowing up hostile miners and ratters that are in our space. We have bounties for going after hostile hackers. And we are exploring the option of like adding, we haven't done it yet. We're looking into adding like a hacking bounty. We haven't done that yet, but hacking bounty being like a you successfully hack an iHub or a TCU in hostile space and we pay you. We haven't done that yet, but that is something that we are exploring because I think it's a cool idea. And I don't want Euros being bored, right, when there's bad guys to kill right next door. Yes, excellent. Thank you for linking that, Vasan Kumar. So there's that. I want to talk about, that shout out to Sebastian, shout outs to our Russian allies, shout outs to everybody who was involved in the fleet that killed that. We just basically made Pro-God Legend jump clone a bunch of nerds back to Esoteric Core. So please do join GSFOE because they are going to be doing lots more hacking. They have continued to do hacking. That is our specialist hacker organization, and there is a lot of tears and crying to get. Let me check my notes. Okay, there you go. Good links, Elysium. Thank you. So we had this big-ass fight in 49 the other day. I thought it was great. We lost the ISK war. We lost the strategic objective. But in terms of big dick baller plays, it was the way to go. I would take that fight again in a heartbeat. The only reason why things didn't work, as far as I'm concerned, is that the PDS didn't work. Sometimes the whelp gods smile on you. Sometimes the whelp gods accept your new sacrifice. that is the kind of thing that I wanted to demonstrate to you guys. When we sounded the horn of Gundor, depending upon what era you have been in Goonswarm or in the Imperium, there have been times in our history where we have been very conservative with our supers and with our titans, because, you know, it would be sort of this galactic arms race of trying to make sure that we had enough and preserving our assets and stuff like that. We were very, very aggressive in 49 using our supers. We lost like 17 and a vehement, whatever, and that dude is a fucking hero, by the way. The dude who lost the vehement then lost the vendetta, or maybe the other way around, whatever. We do not dock our faction titans. We do not dock our faction supers. We do not dock our faction dreads. We are big dick ballers, and we play that way. So now, hopefully, if you have come back to play this damn silly game in this damn silly way, if you had any concerns about us not saying, hey, we are going to use our big boy toys in anger, now you've seen us doing that. I do not feel stung by 49. Again, I take that fight again in a fucking heartbeat. You know, it sucks that the PDS didn't work this time, but that doesn't mean that the PDS won't work next time. And look forward to more aggressive uses of fancy toys. We are richer than everybody else. It sucks that CCP is like trying to nerf everybody, blah, blah, blah. But we are not going to look at this resource redistribution nerf and go, oh, well, now we're going to be conservative with our supers and our titans. Like, we're when you're facing the entire galaxy down, aggression is the right answer. It needs to be calculated aggression, not like I have, you know, maybe if there's some people who are like really big into like super like honor stuff here, they might be like offended by this. But I see stuff like the Charge of Light Brigade or any sort of like, let's, you know, die with honor or like tests like 6 VDT nonsense as like, you know, aggression must be changed to tactics. Aggression must be targeted. Aggression must be intelligent. I'm a big fan of intelligent aggression. I am not a fan of, you know, honorable suicide or any sort of like, oh, we'll just like sacrifice all of our fleets for no reason. But as you guys have seen, when we think that it is the right time for it, we will be incredibly aggressive with our stuff. And I think that we demonstrated that very effectively in 49. So look for more of that. Just because I'm saying we're going to be aggressive, though, don't be like, oh, well, why don't we just drop Titans on everything? We did eat some flack from our guys who are complaining 2 days, or I think it was a day before the 49 fight, about like, why didn't we escalate over the Tatara that we were fighting in? I forgot which system that was in, but it was like just before 49. We were there. We lost some dreads. We escalated with dreads. They dropped all their dreads on us. And people were like, well, why didn't we drop the hammer? Well, we were waiting for a fight on a Fortizar because we had been planning the 49 thing. So when we don't escalate and we tell you we have things going on, it's not just because we're cowarding out, it's because there is better ground that we're looking to be aggressive on. But I think we've pretty well demonstrated that we're willing to throw down now, right? So I think we're good. All right, NDII, that's right. I was there in a rock and somehow managed to get my rock out. It was pretty awesome. Okay. Let me take a look here. So yeah, that's pretty cool. It's an interesting situation where like you have a fight that like I tend to look in terms of wars at things being in terms of expected value. Like does what we do add value or does it subtract value to our overall collective efforts? And 49, I think, is an example of a fight where by all rights, we lost it. Right, like things didn't work. We lost 16 or 17 supercarriers. We lost the Escor. We lost the strategic objective. But overall, I think it was a plus EV fight for us. It demonstrated that we were willing to do it. If the PDS had worked, it would have been a fantastic win for us. Shit happens, things break. But I think that that fight, kind of like when we showed that we were space chads and went into G Magic and lost a fight there, that's another example of a loss, technically speaking, that overall is adding expected value to our war efforts. Expected value XF. That's what we're talking, like sort of poker terms, I guess. I don't know if poker people still even use plus or minus EV anymore, but I like it, so I use it all the time. All right, let me take a look at this. So a couple other things going on. I want to remind people that CCB broke our ESI, like everybody's ESI endpoint or something or other. Please make sure that your characters are actually effectively registered on our system. So like you turn up in PAPS appropriately. I had to like re-auth all of my shit, including like the Mitanni and retirement fund admin and all the big things. So I think it just literally broke for everyone. We just reminded people in the Kremlin about this. It's just like registering an alt or whatever. I don't, it wasn't even all that hard for me and I'm technically inept. So. Just please make sure that works. One thing I want to say is if you are selling supers, and you know we've had various regulations of like selling supers here, selling supers there, blah, 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 over the years. This has been working out pretty well. I want to give people a shout out. We have had a couple of situations where somebody who was a little suspicious tried to buy a super, and the people who were selling the supers then reported that up the chain. We're like, hey, like this dude has only been in the Alliance for like one day, and they're trying to buy a super, and that's weird. And so instead of like trying to implement some sort of like wacky policy or something, just like if you see something weird about a super sale, please do report it to FOD. If you don't know who FOD is, he's like our counterintelligence Judge Dredd. Just send him like a forum PM. And if you're confused, you can also add like a nominate on there. Judge FOD will take a look at it. Yeah, so literally, like, if you see something, say something. Like, we don't have to add some sort of major super regulation kind of thing, because the system already kind of worked, because one of you guys were like, hey, like, I don't know why this person who's been in the Alliance for one day is trying to buy a super from me. Maybe I should say something. And they did, and so now we're reminding everybody to sort of keep your eyes open. Yeah. One thing I want to talk about in terms of like hacking bad guy stuff is it's hard to say what is going to make the bad guys spaz out more, be it TCs or IHUBs. By all rights, IHUBs are worth way more. If you've got to hack something, you would always prefer to hack the IHUB, because an upgraded IHUB can have between 2 to 3 billion or more amount of upgrades in it. So it's like a big loss. And of course, it resets the strategic index. The TCUs are only like 100 million ISK each. If you do take a TCU, you can then spam towers in that system and they won't get any tower notifications. So there is a lot of value for it. But the funny thing about TCUs is that puppies that don't understand how the SOV system work tend to go like, oh my God, like, you know, we're going to have to see the reaction. Like, now that Bastion has SOV in Esoteria, does that make the bad guys freak? How do they freak out? Like, the psychological impact of the TCU seems to be pretty significant. So my guidance is usually, if you're going to go off and hack stuff, hack their hubs first, but you might as well get the TCUs too, because fuck it, you never know whether an Alliance is going to spaz out or not about a TCU. All righty, let me take some questions, and then we will... Hey, 1066 in Fireside, that's pretty badass. Thank you guys for coming. This is... obviously, our participation is not going down. Like, we're doing really well. More and more people are coming back from the Horn. People are having fun, so no complaints there. But if people have particular questions about, like, how the war is going, I mean, we're rich. We're continuing to do our thing. Like, if we have another chance at a 49, I'm absolutely going to take it in a heartbeat. I still want to use my Titans in anger. Yeah. Say anything about locust fleets. We are trying to do locust fleets as often as we can. I think that they have been going pretty much every night. Are we supposed to not fuck around in Ignaten? Good question, Call of Time. Yeah, don't mess with Ignaten. We are... I don't know what Vili is trying to do there, and I don't really care. It seems like he's... Like, whatever. There is... We do get some of the funds that come out of Ignaten because it is part of the TTC, so it would be bad form for us to mess with it one way or the other. I think I said this the other day when people were asking questions about it. Just don't fuck with it. If you have a question of, like, what?
I know you love to talk about mining and in industry, so why don't you address the CCP changes to mining and industry?
Oh, God. So we're going to be talking about this a lot in the meta show. The questions about what's going to happen there. We're rich. We're richer than everybody else. And I don't think that it's going to impact us as much as it's going to impact everybody else. Like, it's the usual bodybuilder analogy. If you guys have been... I should probably explain. So if you're a red vet, you might not have heard me use this analogy. If you've if you're experienced, it's probably on the fucking bingo cards already. But Oftentimes, CCP will nerf the entire game, or they will nerf NullSec. And I use this analogy to describe how the impact of a differential nerf works, which is if you have a dude who's never lifted a weight in his life, and you have a bodybuilder, and you say, okay, guys, I'm going to hand each of you a 100-pound weight, and it's going to be affecting everybody equally. The bodybuilder will be like, okay, well, this is annoying that I have to carry around like 100 pounds, but, you know, enhanced training opportunity. And the person who doesn't lift is going to be severely impacted by it. So this is one of the things that when we see CCP does a big blanket nerf, it is always the most organized, the most centralized, and the most tribal organization, essentially, that does better than everybody else. And so that's usually us. A lot of times when CCP nerfs everybody, it ends up being a net buff to the Imperium because it, like, fucks over. Like, let's take Evictus, for example. I don't know much about Evictus. They exist. They're one of the bad guys that are shooting us. They're a relatively smaller group. Or Brave, another sort of good example of this. How are they going to handle the Quantum Course? How are they going to handle having to do and buy things in a post-resource nerf environment? They don't really have much liquid capital in the first place. They don't really have much of a backstop. I think it's going to fuck them. I think it's going to fuck a lot of these guys over really badly. And partially due to our own planning and strategy and having a finance team and stuff like that, and also partially because of sounding the horn of Gundor and having very, very, very generous and important donations from the First Bank of Pocina, I think we're in good shape, and I think we're in way better shape than everybody else. So, you know, it's one of those things where if CCP is like, everybody has to suffer, we're going to suffer less because we're just better at managing and optimizing things, and it's going to screw over a lot of the bads. Alrighty, let me take a look here. I don't want to go too into the weeds about the CCP resource stuff because I've been mainly in like war scheming mode today, and like the meta show, we're going to have a whole bunch of people talking about it nonstop. So tune in like 15 minutes. I actually need to go set up my green screen and all that shit. There's going to be a big focus on hearing from people that actually know about how production works to talk about the impacts of it on the meta show. I think we've got Kenneth Feld and several other guests today. If you are interested in joining Locus, like if you want to go on Locus fleets and stuff, guys, remember, I'm glad that Heidi brought this up. It is a SIG that you need to join such that you can be this competent to fly a Rorqual. So do click that link that Heidi dropped in Elysium if you are interested in digging some space trenches and getting rich while you're doing it. TTT, TTC, what's with the acronyms? It's Tranquility Trading Tower. It was the original name, but the organization is the Tranquility Trading Consortium. So they're often used interchangeably, but I think TTT usually is referring specifically to Perimeter, and then the rest of that scaled up. Red shirt at the meta show? No, it's going to be a blue shirt. We've got a bunch of people who are going to be talking about like industry related things and production related things and like the big CCP, what the fuck. So I'm going to be more like ask questions and be chill. Sure, no alpha. I'm sorry. Delva's goons, anime's cartoons. I can't answer that question. All right, guys, I actually better go and like get my green screen set up, so I'm not going to like fuck the show up. Thank you all for coming. Keep on kicking ass out there and go hack something if you feel like it. We are going to have more things for Euros to do. Keep on keeping on. Let's kick some ass out there. I think we've got this. It's just a matter of time. Time is on our side.